Hey Gord, yeah, it's easy enough, man. So put your EQ re-EQ on your track. This is how I would do it anyway. I'm sure there's about 30, 40 ways to do it. Put re-EQ on the track. Set your filter cutoff frequency where you want it to be for the majority of the track. Then in that effects window, in the when you've got when you're in that effects window, there's the param button. If you go in there, you'll be able to add the various parameters of that plugin to the track as automation. Once you've added it, then you just go about. You can, once you've added the cutoff frequency as a track parameter, you can then go to your track, use is it Command L or Alt L? Check, one of them will select that envelope. Then you can just insert your points. So, insert one at the value where it is that we want the automation to start. Insert another one straight away there where you want it, and take it down to the, reduce the low pass frequency to what you want, or low pass, yeah, whatever you're doing. So you insert two points where you want to start, one at the current, where you want it to be for most of the track, one at the new value, move forward to where you want it to end, insert a third one, and a fourth one. Bringing it back up to where you want it to be. So to insert and edit, you use Alt Shift E on your selected. So you add the parameter, then select it with Command L or Control L or Alt L, whatever, something L. Then to add and edit an envelope point, it's Alt Shift E. Thanks, mate.